The spotlight was on President Trump today as he took the stage at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington. He touted his agenda and called some news outlets the enemy of the people. That's before a crowd of activists who have at times viewed him with a skeptical eye. John Yang reports from the conference.
Our victory was a victory and a win for conservative values.
President Trump moved today to put his brand on the conservative movement, stressing his populist nationalist vision of America first.
There is no such thing as a global anthem, a global currency, or a global flag. This is the United States of America that I'm representing. I'm not representing the globe. I'm representing your country.
Speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, in a packed hotel ballroom, the president said he's transforming the Republican Party.
The GOP will be, from now on, the party also of the American worker. If you look at how much bigger our party has gotten during this cycle, millions and millions of people were joining. Now, I won't say it was because of me, but it was. Okay.
Mr. Trump told the enthusiastic crowd he would soon sign a new temporary travel ban, a signature campaign pledge, to replace the executive order the federal courts put on hold.
And in a matter of days, we will be taking brand new action to protect our people and keep America safe. You will see the action. I will never, ever apologize for protecting the safety and security of the American people. I won't do it.
While some conference attendees said they had reservations about another key Trump policy position, opposition to multilateral trade deals, it doesn't dampen their enthusiasm for the president.
Everything he said, I agree with, you know, with the exception of maybe some of the trade stuff. So, you know, I can't get 100% from him, can't get 100% from anyone, but overall, I was very pleased.
Others said Mr. Trump's election is redefining the Republican Party.
I think there's a lot of people that have the conservative values. I mean, they just haven't come out of the closet. You know, they were kind of keeping low before, but there's a lot of people I've talked to that said they've come out since Trump won.